Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I was considering this matter of being filled, the Lord touched me with a parable in Luke 15. And it said, and so actually in Luke 15:20, we see that there is God the Father. And God the Father is waiting for his prodigal son. And it says that, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him affectionately. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is our Father's heart toward us. Every morning when we wake up, our Father is there waiting, longing, yearning to meet with us. And when we finally turn to him, he runs to us. And then what does he want to do? Well, then we see in verse 23, he says, let us eat and be merry. So our God, our Father, he wants us to eat. He wants us to partake of him. He wants us to fill him with his very self. Amen. So this is the goal of our morning time. We want to leave every morning filled with God. And when we are filled with God, we are filled with joy. We are filled with life. How wonderful it is. So in order to be filled, you know, it's like as if we're like a water bottle. In order for us to be filled, there needs to be an opening. If there is no opening, there is no way for anything to come in. And so where is this opening? This opening is in our heart. So in order for God to spread into every part of our being, in order to fill us, we need to have an open heart. And actually, the mind is the leading part of our heart. So this means that we need to turn our mind. It says in the Bible that we need to set our mind on the Spirit. So when we wake up in the morning, you know, we shouldn't be so consumed with checking our phones, with checking Facebook, we're looking at text messages, because when we turn to those things, then we turn away from the Spirit, and God has no way to fill us. Maybe let's read, there's the third verse on this sheet, Ephesians 5:18, let's read that together. Not be drunk with wine, but be filled in Spirit. So we don't want to be drunk with these other things. We don't want to turn our attention to those things. Rather, we want to set our mind on the Spirit, because we want to be filled in Spirit.
Amen.
So then the question is, how do we set our mind on the Spirit? Actually, it's very simple. One way is we just need to call on the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful it is just to call on the name of the Lord in the morning.
Amen.
In addition, we can sing. A very good way to set our mind on the Spirit is to sing. In the morning, many times, my mind is just wandering all over the place as I am waking up. But I really enjoy that I can set my mind on the Spirit by singing to the Lord. And sometimes when we wake up, there's just a song in our being. And so we spontaneously just burst into singing. And so actually earlier this week, as I was waking up, the Lord just gave me a hymn, hymn 784, which says, pray to fellowship with Jesus. In the Spirit, seek his face. Ask him, listen in his presence, waiting in the secret place. So I really enjoy singing this to the Lord. In addition, we can also praise the Lord. If we find that we're having a hard time turning to the Lord, a good way is just to praise the Lord. Oh, let's say that right now. Praise the Lord! We can also say, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah! These are all good ways of setting our mind on the Spirit. So as we're spending time with the Lord, enjoying Him in the morning, eventually, sometimes, it may seem that you kind of get stuck. I've had this experience where I'm trying to spend time with the Lord, I'm calling on His name, but it just seems that I just don't really get anywhere. You know, it seems that there's just like I just feel bound in my being. It just seems that there's not really a way for the Lord to flow in. You know, the Bible talks about when the mind is set on the Spirit, the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. So well, as we're enjoying the Lord, there should be a sense of life and peace in our being. But sometimes it seems that I don't have that sense of life and peace. And so I've come to realize actually the reason why sometimes we don't have that sense is because there's a blockage in our being. You know, on one hand, we may have opened the cap of our water bottle, but there may be other things inside our vessels that are preventing the flow from coming in. And so this brings us to a very important matter. And actually brings us kind of to one of the main emphasis of this morning is this matter of repenting and confessing. This matter of repenting and confessing, we need to repent and confess so that way we can unload ourselves of all these blockages. So that way then the Lord can fill us with himself. And so how do we repent and confess? Well, at first, First we need to come to the Lord. Actually, we need to open the Lord and actually allow the Lord to shine upon us. You know, this is nothing to be afraid of. Our Lord is very sweet. And actually, this light, when we come to the Lord and we just open to the Lord and allow Him to shine, this light is a liberating light because it shines on any barriers that are between us and the Lord. And it gives us the opportunity to remove those barriers. Amen. So the Lord is not interested. He's not interested in condemning us. Rather, He wants to fill us with Himself. And so I really enjoy this hymn 813. It says, "Here I behold thy radiant face. Its light upon my heart does shine, with healing rays consuming all the weaknesses and faults of mine." This is the kind of light that the Lord shines upon us. It is a healing ray. It is a gentle light. And so all we need to do is just come to the Lord just as we are. You know, another hymn 1048, "Just as I am, without one plea." So each morning, we just come to the Lord just as we are, and we just open to Him. And so what we're interested in is allowing the Lord to shine upon any blockages in our being, any sin, anything that's occupying our hearts, that's preventing us from being filled with Him. And so one thing here we need to clarify is we need to be careful of our natural light. You know, we may mention this matter of need to confess, and then immediately there may be a sense within us, I need to go and consider, is there anything that I did wrong? You know, we run into introspection. We run into analyzing ourselves. But we don't need to do that. Actually, there's a really good verse, two verses, 1 John 3:20 and 3:21, which says, "Because if our heart blames us, it is because God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not blame us, we have boldness toward God." Amen. So in our heart, there is the conscience. And the Lord shines upon our conscience. And our conscience will have a feeling within us that we did something wrong. We don't have the sense of life and peace within us. But if we have the sense of peace, we don't feel our heart is blaming us, then brothers and sisters, we have boldness toward God. We can approach God and we can receive God. So we should only confess what the Lord shines upon us. And we only confess as much as the Lord shines upon. So if you confess and you feel that there's a sense of peace within you, then amen. Have boldness toward God. And so a really good prayer that I've enjoyed is, "Lord, is there anything in the way between me and you? Lord, I just open to you. Lord, shine on me." Amen. This just gives the Lord the opening to shine on anything in our heart. And so He may shine on such things such as our attitudes, our motives, our intentions, even things that occupy our heart in place of the Lord. And so even this week, many times as I was spending time with the Lord would just shine. And He would, even this week, I had to confess many times concerning actually even speaking today, that even I would become very occupied concerning my speaking this morning. And the Lord would just shine upon that. And He would say, "Preston, all your considerations of how to speak this morning, even your attempts to try to have a good speaking, that actually is preventing me from filling you." And so, Lord, I just had to confess, like, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for allowing even my speaking to occupy my heart. And so when the Lord shines, this provides the way for us to repent. And so that repentance is just us turning to the Lord. Maybe we can read Acts 3:19 together. "Repent therefore and turn, that your sins may be wiped away." So the Lord shines, and we have a repentance. We turn to the Lord. And following our repentance, we have our confession. And so a really good verse on confession is 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So our confession is just our admitting that, yes, this is a sin. This was wrong. Lord, I was occupied by this matter. So we just confess it. So Lord, I confess I was occupied by my speaking, preparing for my speaking. And after we confess, then we apply the Lord's precious and efficacious blood. And according to this verse, and so when we apply the Lord's blood, it is effective. Amen. It washes away from every sin. Amen. So we don't need to worry about trying to do something, trying to atone for our sins, or Lord, now I need to go do this for you and do that for you. No, the Lord's blood is eternally effective. Amen. We just apply the Lord's blood, and that takes care of anything. If we still feel that there's a lingering accusation in our being, don't believe that. Believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
The Lord has forgiven us of our sins. Amen. We have applied the Lord's precious blood, and that is effective.
Amen.
Amen. And so actually, even our confession, this matter of confession, I really enjoyed in the song we sang this morning. This is our breathing out. We're breathing out our sins.
Right.
And so the goal is not that we would just breathe out. The main goal, the emphasis, is that we would breathe in.
Yeah.
So don't linger in your confession. Don't linger in this matter. We want to see the goal is to be filled.
Yeah.
So once we've confessed, we just move on.
Yeah.
We just enjoy the Lord. And quickly, so there's actually a cycle that we go through. It's wonderful. There's a cycle in 1 John. And it begins with the eternal life. And so the divine life of God. And this divine life, actually, we all have the divine life.
Amen.
And this divine life within us will then lead us to fellowship. Fellowship with God, and even fellowship with the other members. And as we are there, spending time with the Lord, having fellowship with Him, then this brings us into the light. And in this light, the Lord shines upon us, and He exposes certain matters. And then this brings us to the matter of confessing. And then we need to apply the Lord's blood. And then once we apply the Lord's blood, now we have access and we can enjoy more of the eternal life, which brings us more fellowship. And we keep going on and on until our entire being gets saturated with God. We are filled with God. So eternal life, fellowship, light, and blood. And so actually this is good. Even as we are there enjoying the Lord, maybe prayer reading, we've already confessed a little bit, and now we're there enjoying the Lord. The Lord may then, as we're enjoying this eternal life and having fellowship with Him, the Lord may shine upon something even more. And so this was my experience as I was prayer reading a verse, 1 John 3:14. As I was prayer reading this verse, the Lord shined upon it again. Shine upon something in my being that He just pointed out I didn't love a particular brother. And so the Lord shined upon that, and I confessed.
Amen.
And then that allowed me to then enjoy more of God's eternal life.
Amen.
So we may find that as we're enjoying the Lord, He may shine on something more. So it's good, just confess it and keep on enjoying more of God.
Amen.
And so lastly, we'll just cover this matter of praying. And so we've repented, we've confessed, and then now we want to spend time with the Lord to be filled with Him. And so when we're praying, from yesterday we saw that praying is just to absorb God.
Amen.
So we're not here to pray over a laundry list of things, but we're here just to absorb God.
Amen.
And so we just allow the Lord to lead us. He may lead us to pray over a particular verse or even to sing a particular song. But just remember, the goal is that you would gain God,
amen,
that you would be filled with God.
Amen,
and that you would breathe in God. So just, you know, as you know, we don't need to be too religious. We don't need to be too formal in how we handle the word or handle these songs. We're just there, we just go from word to word. If we find that there's a word and the word is really, there's something of God there, and we're just prayer reading. Maybe it's, you know, actually earlier this week, I just really enjoyed because of this in Acts 24:16, and I was there just saying, because of this, Lord, because of this, Lord, because of the students, Lord, because I want to gain you, Lord, because of this. So, you know, I found, you know, the word, there was something there. There was some meat there. You know, you find that there's some meat in that verse. Just stay there. Enjoy. Because as you're enjoying, God is filling you.
Amen.
Okay. And, amen. And so, actually, let's read that verse together. Acts 24:16.
Because of this, I also exercise myself to always have a conscience without offense toward God.
Amen. 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 Last, I just want to leave you with this. I also exercise myself to have a conscience without offense.
Right.
This is this aspiration within my being that not only would we be those who are repenting and confessing during the morning time, but that throughout the rest of the day, you know, as we spend time with the Lord, you know, we would also just, you know, just open to the Lord, allow Him to shine anything in our being, so that we can remove any barriers, so that the Lord can continue and continue and continue to fill us with His very self.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I guess we still have about 20 minutes. We'll go until 8:45.
We should be back by 8:45.
Amen. Amen. Do try to be back by 8:45. Amen. This morning, may you all get filled with the triune God.
Amen.
Amen.